before we get
like Clint Eastwood. Says the Clint Eastwood after he's done it. So go ahead now.
Feeling lucky, punk? Do ya?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hey, answer this question before we get into the Penn State game. What time are we expecting the Purdue game to be at? Any thoughts? I'm just curious.
No. It could be all over the board, but there's a good chance it might be a night game, I guess. But
probably the Peacock game?
Hoping that isn't the case. Ohio State's already done one Peacock. I'm not sure they're required to do two.
Are they? Well, they've got to do two. I can't. Did they do one? Didn't they do one non-Big Ten? Big Ten Network game? I can't remember.
But I want to tell you something. After missing you guys the last 2 weeks, including last week, when the only thing that was good about me being on the side of a road with a blown-out tire was I found a $50 bill laying on the side of the road.
Right? Serious?
The only thing. That was the only thing that good that came from that. But I'm sorry. I would like to extend apologies to all four of my fans in the Cleveland area, the greater Cleveland area, for missing you guys last week, but it couldn't be avoided.
Tim May, I want you to know that I get more feedback about our interviews with you and Brian Anderson, who join us every Friday, than I do over any of our guests that join us on a semi-regular basis, just so you know that.
Really?
So you should feel good about yourself.
You have not interviewed a presidential candidate this year, then.
Not this year. We have interviewed.
Not this year.
Well, President Obama. I had an interview with President Obama a couple years ago that was on the air, and he was at Ohio State, and had just walked off the stage, and I talked to him in the limo when he was coming. I was like, "Mr. President," and then I had to ask him why he wanted LeBron to leave and go to Miami. I was not. It was not. It was a little tense.
But what you're saying is you got him when he was hot.
I know.
He was still hot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'd be like.
When they're still turned on, so to speak.
I had a joke. I will not tell it years from now. I will tell the joke that just went through my mind that it is not time appropriate to tell.
Subpar comes to their senses and has us all do a night show.
Yes.
Go ahead. Do you guys think that highway patrols across the country now are putting big trucks on interstates just to mess with people, meaning you're hurtling across this the Keystone State of Pennsylvania, and all of a sudden there's an 18-wheeler. He's probably a wheeler too. An 18-wheeler in the left lane going 48 miles an hour, which just happened to me a little while ago. I mean, do you think you're doing that to mess with us great people?
I don't. Do they still put the bill on the side? Like you're taking what, 70 over?
Oh yeah, I take 70 over to 70, 76, and go up then go up by the hometown of Terrell Pryor, Jeanette, PA,
yes.
And go across. I think 20 or 22 or whatever it is.
I can't remember. I've been to Pittsburgh a couple times over there. I remember crossing over into Erie, and they just told you how much it cost to do everything. Right? They had like a giant bill when you came into the state. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Tim. Big game going on. Penn State. You're heading down there right now.
Over, just so you know, over, not down.
Yeah.
Well, he's pounding it down. That's
if
how
you're
we
going,
operate.
He's going to end.
This is, okay,
he's going to think the game's in West Virginia. Come on,
stop
man.
Stop
phelpsing
me. I'm trying to get to a question.
I'm totally phelpsing you. Yes, I am.
I'm definitely eastbound and down. Now we'll confirm that.
Darn right. Now, first question that I've got for you, Tim. It seemed like against Nebraska, 10 carries for Quinshon Jenkins, 10 carries for Travion Henderson, 8 carries for Will Howard. It seems like the rushing game took a little bit of a backseat in this game to their ability to throw the ball. Do you think that's the direction Ohio State is looking to run, or is that just game plan?
A little bit of a backseat. You remember when the Beverly Hillbillies went west to Beverly Hills, and Granny was sitting in that chair, that rocking chair on the very top. She was strapped down.
Yeah,
remember that?
Movie stars.
Do you realize the bugs that must have hit her while they were driving, too?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what the running game was. They weren't in the back seat. They were in that whatever that seat is.
The granny seat,
Yeah, the granny seat, 65 yards or whatever, against a defensive front six. They never truly solved. My car just started beeping at me. It's a rental Volkswagen SUV, and just started beeping at me. And I still haven't found all the buttons on this car. I mean, why make things so different? But yeah, last week they want to get that back on track. Clearly, I have no idea what's going on here. Hang on a second.
That's all right. Take your time.
Got to turn the volume down or something. I mean, I'm throwing information at me I don't need. I took you guys off Bluetooth just so I could make sure I got this call. Anyway, bottom line is, it was a pitiful performance by the offensive line trying to figure out what was going on in front of it. Great performance by Nebraska and Tony White, their extremely talented defensive coordinator. I guess he took the previous week off, though, when they got beat 56-7 by Indiana. But, yeah, I mean, they want to get the running game back on track in some form or fashion tomorrow. You got to figure, based on, unless we hear something else, Donovan Jackson, we figure, is going to start at left tackle. You know, going to slide out there from left guard. Hang on a second.
Sure. Take your time. Be careful. We don't. This interview can happen later.
Tentative.
I just put my phone down a little bit because there was a cop sitting in the thing there. I mean, there's all kinds of weird stuff going on the highways today, fellas. But anyway, I digress. Probably you might even see Carson Hensman, the starting center all last year, at left guard tomorrow. You might see Austin Cervelde, or you might see Luke Montgomery. So it's going to be a shuffled offensive line starting. So that's what they're dealing with, and going against a really good defensive front. A great defensive front? I don't think so. But a very good defensive front in Penn State. So they want to get the running game back on track. And if it means running Will Howard maybe even more than they have in the past, I had a quick little Tim May show bonus this week with Urban Meyer. And, you know, he's talking about hitting that default button on the quarterback. That's what he always hit when he got in trouble with JT Barrett and Braxton Miller. But he thinks Will Howard should carry the ball maybe 10, 15, maybe more than that times, just to equate numbers and make Penn State play honest, especially when you got a little bit of a problem up front. We'll see if they do that. But here's what you got to remember. Ohio State has a passing game, unlike few others in major college football, and there's nothing wrong with winning by throwing the ball if that's what it takes on a particular day. That's what it took last week. And who knows what it's going to take tomorrow.
All right, Tim, I have some pretty big questions for you. One, and maybe I'm sure you've answered this before, but why do you think Drew Aller didn't end up at Ohio State? I know he had said things like Penn State just had everything I felt right. And then, I mean, you got to remember what, Quinn Ewers was still here. C.J. Stroud was around at that point. Why do you think Drew Aller chose Penn State over Ohio State?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember, but I'm not sure if he was offered, I'm not even sure he was offered, but if he was offered, I mean, he was not number one on their list, or number three on their list. So that's why I would answer it. And then you could throw that back in a Penn State person's face. Is why wasn't Will Howard aggressively recruited by Penn State?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, you got a quarterback from Ohio playing for Penn State, a quarterback from Pennsylvania playing for Ohio State, just like last year, Kyle McCord. And Drew Aller, you know, I'm not sure Pribula isn't going to be the guy tomorrow. By then, I hope to really nail down how you do pronounce his name. I was told by Pennsylvania radio this week, one of the shows I was on, it is Pribula.
Oh.
So I'm going to go with that instead of Pribula or Pribula or Pribulo, Pribule.
Sounds like Astrobula to me.
Yeah, but they needed him last week, man. He came through for him in the second half against Wisconsin. And got away with a couple of things, but you know what? That's part of playing the game these days. So, yeah, Will Howard and against Penn State's defense, and Pribula or Drew Aller against Ohio State's defense. I bet that's what it's all about tomorrow, baby.
All right, Tim, answer this one now. In the new world that we live in, with 12 teams going to the playoffs, is this a massive must-win for Ohio State?
To make the 12-team field?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but they can't afford more than two losses, that's for sure. But that's not, you know, as Ryan Day made clear again this week, their primary goal going into the season, it's been this way since February, is get to the Big Ten championship game and win the Big Ten championship game. And if they want to get to the Big Ten championship game, this is a must win. You know, the great thing for Ohio State at this point, despite the last two weekends, or the last two games, which were disappointing in one way or the other for Ohio State fans, is their future, their fortunes are right in front of them. All they got to go out and do is grab them. Because you got unbeaten Penn State this week, and you've got still unbeaten Indiana the week before Ohio State plays Michigan, hosts Michigan. So they can take care of business and make sure they get to the Big Ten championship game just by winning out. And it would be quite the sight to see, would be to see a rematch between Ohio State and Oregon. But they got to get to the Big Ten championship game, which you got to understand, the reason that's a major goal is you want to win it because that gives you a bye in the first round of the playoffs.
That's a good point, Tim. That's a real good point. The legend Tim May joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tim, why in the hell is this game not a night game under the lights with the whiteout and Penn State going absolutely nuts?
Well, you know, Fox really drives the bus. It's been driving the financial bus for this great gold mine of payouts for the Big Ten for quite a few years now. Of course, Big Ten Network is part of Fox or was part of Fox. So Fox Big Noon wants it at Big Noon. And that's why, in a nutshell. I'm not going to go into any deeper detail than that because there's really no reason to. Personally, I much prefer a game that starts at noon over there, which means you're not in the world's largest traffic jam leaving the stadium at 12:30. I mean, fellas, y'all been to games there before, haven't you?
Yes, with you on an airplane that hit the runway as hard as I've ever felt an airplane hit a runway.
Well, we had to get that third wire, you know. Hang on, I think I may be getting pulled over here in a sec.
No.
But a cop just pulled out behind me.
All right, get off the phone. Let's get off.
Yeah, exactly. We're done. We'll talk later.
Exactly.
All right,
we'll see if he goes by here. Wait a minute, we'll just see if he goes by. But the bottom line is, remember, they had to finally extend the runway, so airplanes bigger than holding 50 people could land there.
I still have a headache from it. Yeah.
They finally did that. You remember, but when Ohio State flew into Altoona one time, there were all these people there to watch the plane land, and the players got off the plane thinking it was their fans, and no, they said they'd never seen a plane that big land there before. That was the weekend of the Black Sox scandal when Ohio State wore black socks for unity.
Right.
And togetherness, and got beat 63-14.
Mm-hmm.
They never wore those black socks again, except maybe to some kind of formal appearance somewhere.
I take it you didn't get pulled over, right?
All right.
No, I did not. It was a pickup truck police car. But anyway, I like Ohio State tomorrow. So does Las Vegas. I mean, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to kind of kick back and go, what do the experts, the people who make money or don't make money on, what do the people who make big money on this think? They like Ohio State by 3 points. At least they did through yesterday. So,
and you do too, right? That's what you're saying?
I like Ohio State I like Ohio State like 31-24, but that's just, pulling a score out of a hat.
Hear you. All right, Tim, we got to roll. We appreciate it. Please be safe on the road, my friend.
Hey, I will be, and look forward to talking to y'all again next week when I will actually answer my phone. Whether I'm on the side of the road, no matter where I am, I'll answer the phone.
You're the man. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, buddy.
See you, fellas.
Bye. And, of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Kevin Stefanski's press conference is coming up. That's right, Kevin Stefanski's press conference is coming up. Plus, we'll do quick predicts coming up as well, too. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. After Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Kevin's press conference should be coming up here shortly, so we will carry that for you live, his Friday afternoon press conference, which is always super important. Want to remind you, next week, Askin Baskin, Phelps Helps comes up. You can ask any question on earth to either me or Jeff. If you ask me, it's Askin Baskin.
Let's keep it clean.
Well, we'll know if it's clean, because... we'll hear the question before we go on the air sometimes, right?
Keep it clean.
All right, we'll keep it clean. So what you want to do is go to the Odyssey app. You're going to hit the listen live around there. There's a button. Hit that button where you can record a message for anybody here at the station, but in particular, Jeff and I. And what you want to do is you want to go, hi, I'm Tom from North Olmsted. And Jeff, how do you get a car to last, 500,000 miles? And then he'll answer that question next week. We'll play your question on the air, and then we'll answer it right away. But for continuity's sake and for spontaneity, the only one that will probably hear those questions before will be Dan. So Dan will know them, so we don't know, so we answer that stuff on the fly. So it'll be fun. Again, Askin Baskin, Phelps Helps. It comes back next week, but we need your help. You got to ask some questions. So that's how it works. Go to the Odyssey app, and then just basically it's like leaving a voicemail message. We are standing by now, and we believe this press conference is going to happen very soon. Don't forget, this is the big story of the weekend beyond all the sports, is
yes.
To do what? Fall back.
Oh, good call.
I love this better than springing ahead, I can tell you that. And at one point, I thought, well, when I was younger, I was like, springing ahead was cool because it got you closer. But the only time that I can't stand falling back is the first day, because it feels like it takes forever to get to the games.
Friday Injury Report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Here's your injury report. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah out for this game. Jeremiah Hicks also out for this game. Denzel Ward is listed as questionable.
That's an upgrade
for this game. So that's a serious upgrade, especially coming off of the concussion. That is good news. So Denzel Ward, questionable. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah out. Jordan Hicks out. Denzel Ward, questionable.
That's good for Ward, especially because I was very, very concerned.
The linebacker, Kalike Hudson, also with an ankle injury. He is questionable for this game as well. So no designation for Petonio and Joku Wills, which means it looks like they are on track to play.
Interesting.
Good to see. Getting closer to full health.
Yeah, I know we're getting ready for the press conference. I thought it was interesting, especially playing the Chargers this week. I know there's been talk about Art Modell in the Hall of Fame again. How about Marty Schottenheimer with the Chargers and the Browns playing this weekend? He's one of 9 semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, too. So
that's nice.
Congratulations to Marty. I was lucky enough to be out there on the field the last time Marty was out there when he was honored by Browns fans. Were just awesome. Awesome when he came out that last time and just kind of waved to all the fans. And it was just really, really cool. And, you know, I think we all have, especially the older folks in us, you know, for Coach Sam and Marty and, you know, that era of Browns football, just great thoughts for him. And I think Browns fans would be excited if Marty Schottenheimer got it into the Hall of Fame.
Darn right. It would be outstanding. I mean, if you get Clay in too, that would make it even better.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the both of them in. The problem that I have in all of this is, and maybe someone who's smarter than I have has an answer, you get to us at CLE Talking Heads. At what point do we no longer have to put together the coalition to essentially take down Art Modell to the Hall of Fame? And actually, before you answer that, we now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Well, why does it have to be a nuclear secret to see who's starting at left tackle? I know you do. Why?
I mean,
like, who cares?
I don't know. It's how they operate inside that building.
It's just a fair question. And is that going to change the scheme? Is that going to change?
I don't get it. I've never understood how they operate inside of that building where they treat everything like they are holding nuclear codes. Like it's Area 51 in Berea.
I thought it was just a pretty simple question. It's just like, hey, is DeJuan Jones going to start a left tackle again? He gave us that on a couple. Kadarius Toney was another one. I forgot about him, to be honest with you. He's on the practice squad. Did you hear that question? Did you catch that one?
When no. It came through?
Just said, hey, is there any chance she's being elevated?
No. He can't catch.
I didn't think that was a bad question, though.
It's not a bad question at all, but it's one of those, like, you bring in a guy like Kadarius Toney because you're like, okay, this guy has raw speed. He can take off. He, you know, had that touchdown in the Super Bowl. All those
different things. Does he give you more of an option than Jalen Darden or Jamari Thrash?
No,
that's the question.
Well, Andy, we know.
We have options.
Yeah, I mean, what, you really want an option? We can't give you options because we have options. If I give away, I no longer have options.
True. Your option is to pick up the phone next. 216-474-0092. Did you catch that number? 216-474-0092. What happens when you call that number now? You give us your prediction of the score for Sunday's game between the Chargers and the Browns, and then you deliver Monday morning's headline. You're better than the old Cleveland press. Let me tell you that. Just call us, 216-474-0092. If you're new to it, where have you been? It is Quick Predicts, and it's next.